We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you're buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kelly,
the host of Getting Real with Bossy, the real, raw, and honest podcast about small business ownership. With our experience, 9 businesses and over 25 years, we continue to bear it all and share what we wish we had known.
We move past the must be nices and start getting real. Come along as we interview small business owners and get the true story.
Leave with another tool for the next time you feel alone on this journey.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Getting Real with Bossy. We're your hosts, Kelly and Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, it's so
we're
weird.
We're in the same room.
We haven't been in the same space in so long. I'm really excited. We need to do this more often.
I know. Look, if it's perfect.
I know.
My mic rigging.
Mm-hmm. Here we are. I'm going to be weird the whole time because we're so close to each other. I like we're not close to each other all the time anyway.
But. And if the mic falls on us and you hear us scream, maybe I'll cut it out, maybe I won't.
Yeah, I don't think you should, because that's what real life is, and that's what Bossy is. We are real life, because real life, Bossy, it's what it's like.
Real, raw, and honest.
Real, raw, and honest. So, today we're going to talk about something that is real hot in business world, and pretty controversial, but we're going to break it down as best we can, and it's the world of AI. And I think one of my favorite comments about AI came from one of our podcast interviews with John Magnus.
Oh, that was amazing.
And we were talking about AI and he said, you know, cause he does a lot of graphic design work and he's like, I'm not really nervous about it because, and I forget, I wish I would.
He used a synthesizer.
Back. Yeah. And it was like people like talking about orchestras and when the keyboards came out and like, oh, it's going to ruin orchestras. And like no, there's still orchestras. There's things that can do, there's, you know, these things that are creative that can do all of these things, but those things are still going to exist.
We should also preface before we get into the episode that we are well aware of the horrific ecological impact of AI on the world. It is not green, even though it feels like it, because we're using a computer that has minimal energy. I believe, according to my 15-year-old daughter, every time you say please to AI, it's dumping a bottle of water out. Dump a bottle of water out. Yes. So we understand this is not great for the environment. We really hope that some things can be done to make it better for the world, because it does offer so many great things, especially for small business owners specifically, but even personal lives. And we'll talk about that too. But yeah, maybe they can use gray water to cool the systems, because for those that don't know, every time that the system turns on and creates an answer, it gets so hot that they have to run water over it. Or run water through the system to cool it down.
Interesting.
So that's why it's so bad for the environment, is because it is using way too much water, and water is not something we have a lot of, especially if you live out on the West Coast. You understand where we are. We're very fortunate, and I think we often forget
right. How
the rest of the world and fresh water are. So with that being said...
Well, and also, maybe it is taking the place of jobs, but it is doing... certain jobs that...
Duolingo is going complete. Well, not complete, but mostly AI. They're getting rid of everybody.
Right.
Who's going to program the angry face to tell my kids to learn their Spanish?
Right. But it's here to stay. And we're going to show you some ways that you can utilize it to help your small business. And as we do with a lot of things, we put it out to our Bossy universe. And we're going to talk about the things that they're doing. From the really intelligent to the downright silly ways. that we're using AI to get through our day. And
sometimes we need it to laugh.
Yeah, and I think that's funny, but now I'm nervous about the ecological impact. I didn't realize that when I tried to make it make me into a superhero when I was having a really bad day. From not as much as I should.
Right.
But I...
Okay, what do you got over here, Kelly?
All right, so just for fun, I went to ChatGPT, which is the AI that I know the best, and asked them to write an episode for us. And it wrote a whole episode, which is funny, because, you know, I had AI write an episode about AI. And it came out with an entire episode. I don't know if I can make it if you're watching. Probably not so easy. And they wrote an episode for us, AI for the Rest of Us, How Small Businesses Can Work Smarter, Not Harder.
I love working smarter, not harder. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. So
thank you, AI.
Yeah. So it has a whole outline. We can go over this a little, kind of stick to this.
Sure. Let's do it.
ChatGPT and go over what we've gotten from our boss universe. So AI, what is it? What is it not?
Okay, so one thing I also don't know that a lot of people know about AI is that it's behind. So there's two things that I like to try to keep in my mind when I'm using it. I think we all know what it is. It's a computer algorithm just pulling information to come up with an answer for everything that's out there in the internet. But it has to be uploaded. So the internet has to be uploaded into AI. So I believe somewhere it tells you what year it was last updated. So I assume right now there's a lot of stuff going on politically and throughout the world that AI might not be up to date on because it's all changing so fast.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see if I can find out as you're talking.
Yeah. So you have to be careful that you're using the most recent data and information because it is something that has to be fully implemented and uploaded.
Right.
The other thing is it pulls the not the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls the most popular answer. So if the incorrect answer is getting talked about the most, that's the answer you're going to get.
Right.
So make sure you use your resources. If you're using it for anything that you need to be on point for and referenced, if you're going to use it, make sure that you're pulling resources to verify that information. Because like I said, if the incorrect thing is the most popular.
It is not the Encyclopedia Britannica.
No.
For you kids of the 80s. It is a tool. And I'm finding now, you know, I ask, you know, my staff, like, look up, tell me, give me information. And it's the first thing that comes up in Google, or I'm sure whatever other search engines there are. I'm like, no, it even says right there, it's AI. Like, this is not necessarily information. This is a tool. This is giving you information. You actually have to find facts. You have to fact find. And, you know, that's getting more and more difficult. The internet is getting more and more difficult to find actual factual information. You've really got to dig deep. It's not the first, second, or third thing that's popping up now.
I do like that this introduction gave us 2 to 3 minutes, and we are only on bullet point one.
Exactly.
It obviously hasn't listened to our show.
No.
why do small businesses care is something we're supposed to talk about, according to AI. Because it makes your life easier and it's free.
Right. Oh, it says, why does it care, even if you don't think you're techie?
Because it's easy.
It's easy. So any business can benefit from AI. If you're retail, you can utilize AI to really do a great description for your product. If you're selling online, it's great to use, give me some catchy words to describe this product that I'm selling. I've utilized it for social media posts when I just can't find the words to figure out what it is I'm trying to say, which, as you know, if you've listened before, happens to me all the time.
Not that often.
I feel like it, but thanks. I appreciate it. I'm struggling.
So what was your favorite first use of AI?
Like fun or business-wise? I think I had it do a, like, I liked doing the whole superhero thing and making, like, my own image of myself. That was really fun.
That was amazing.
That was a lot of fun, and I got to see myself as a superhero, and it was very accurate. And I really did enjoy that. We'll post the link.
Because you are.
Thanks.
An actual superhero.
I appreciate that. One of my my favorite things to do used with AI was to do a PowerPoint presentation for a presentation I had to do. I found, I don't even remember what it was. But there was a program where I could just type in all of the information that I wanted for the presentation that I wanted to do. And it made this wonderful presentation. It was fantastic.
Awesome.
So it took it still was all of my work. It was all of my information. I literally had like 3 or 4 paragraphs of all the information, all the data that I needed. And it put it into this very concise, I don't know, 7 or 8 slide presentation, kind of like what Canva does. But this was, it was just so much better. And it's just, it saved me a ton of time, and I would have spent hours on this. And it was something that I had all the information on, but you know, when you're doing that, and if you're a small business owner, you're a perfectionist and you get stuck in those little details that really don't matter. Yeah. Nobody sitting through a presentation is like, well, that didn't look very, like, nobody cares, but it saved me so much time. And that was definitely one of the best moments for me. What about you?
I did an event, and I was writing it up, and it wasn't sounding right. And I was like, and I don't think about it very often because I don't use it very often. And I was like, I'm going to dump this into ChatGPT. I think because somebody had been talking about it recently. So it like popped in my head, and it created a great description that was way more seamless and less blah than mine. And then it was like, do you want a flyer to go with that? So I was like, yes. Like, I didn't know that was an option.
Right.
And it created like a PDF flyer that I could use on like social media and like had, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And the other one is I had to write a resume earlier last week for a panel I was on last minute. They asked me to join and I was like, oh, I haven't written a resume in a few years. What do I, and I've done a lot. And I started trying to write my resume and I was like, but I want it to be like this big because it's just a panel.
Right.
And I couldn't figure it out. And finally I was like, I'm going to go into ChatGPT. And I was like, write a resume for Cali Metris of Rochester, New York. And it was like, boom. And I think I changed like 3 words. I was
right.
like, thank you. I was like, way better than what I was doing. And I was spending so much time and I was on a time lock. Like I had to leave and get somewhere. I was freaking out. And I was like, I should use it more often, even though I should feel guilty.
Right.
So I don't feel that guilty because I don't use it very often. But I want to use it more.
Right. I don't think you have to feel guilty. I think it's just how much you let it do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the last step. And I think there's some people that are using it as the last step. You have to then go edit.
Right.
That can't be your final work.
Today's episode is sponsored by Selena's Mexican Restaurant in Rochester, New York. We are proud to continue offering fresh-made Mexican-inspired recipes that are affordable and served by Rochester's best. Check out our catering menu for groups of 10 to 2,000. Looking for something different to do? Selena's hosts monthly tequila tasting classes, as well as corporate team building seminars. Check out the website to learn more, selenas.com, SalenaS.com. Come in and let us take care of the rest.
All right, want to do some AI myths versus reality?
All right, myths versus reality.
AI is only for tech companies.
Pretty much is a tech company, right?
Okay. No, it's used in tools. AI is already in tools. Everybody's using like Canva, QuickBooks, and MailChimp.
I have a question for the world.
Hello,
wasn't
world.
Google already just giving us the AI answer when we say, what is blah, blah, blah?
Probably, yeah.
And now Google says, you know, AI says, and I'm like, well, weren't you just AIing it before?
Probably, pretty
and now
much.
I feel more uncomfortable about it because now it's a time, this is AI says, and I'm like, but no, I don't like that.
Right.
I liked it better when you just told me. But anyways, that's it. I need somebody to call me up and explain the difference.
All right. Second myth. So says ChatGPT. It's going to take our jobs.
Well, yeah. Some jobs.
Some jobs, true.
I mean, I assume Duolingo is getting rid of lots of jobs.
Yeah.
But
it takes tasks, not your talent.
I like the answer. Thank you, ChatGPT, for the answer.
So I use a program called Spot Hopper for both restaurants. They built our website, and they use AI to generate a month's worth of social media content and emails. I go through because it's not all completely accurate. And sometimes it'll look at, you know, so they came through and they did a photo shoot of all of our food. And I told them, you know, what every item was. But then it'll just kind of take a look at, I don't know what they is, AI to look at this sandwich, and it'll be like, this sandwich. And I'm like, why?
The robot.
The robot takes a look at the sandwich, and it'll call it something different. And I'll have to go in and edit everything. So that's why it's still just a tool. Mm-hmm. And I have to go through. And sometimes it's not really our voice. We have a very specific voice for each restaurant. So I do have to go through and edit it. But it does an entire month's worth of content.
Right. So, like, how much time are you saving?
Hours.
Yeah, and you're getting it done. Because as a small business owner, sometimes there's so many things on your to-do list.
I wouldn't do it.
That you're not going to do those things, and mm-hmm. you're not going to do them as well.
Absolutely.
So you're just going to push them out.
Exactly. So this is done. I literally sit for about an hour, and I get a month's worth of social media content. It's just editing.
I love
it. It's done. And it's easy.
Ah.
And that's not a job I'm eliminating. I don't have the money to hire somebody to do that. So it's just saving me time.
Right. That is the other thing too, mm-hmm. right? Especially, and I think a lot about AI helping solopreneurs
mm-hmm.
is like the biggest, I think, help. I mean, it helps all business owners. But for solopreneurs, people that don't have teams to help them with things, like, this is a great resource.
Right.
I would not feel guilty at all about dumping water out into the world if I was a solopreneur and didn't have a team that I could be like, hey, I need help with this.
Absolutely.
All right. What's ChatGPT say we should do next?
Where can AI help? Well, we've already talked about marketing and social media. There's a bunch of different programs. I don't know a whole lot about them. Obviously, Canva I use a lot, and there is Magic Write in Canva. I'm sure if you've used Canva, you see that pop up. And I've definitely used that
one. Even like Eventbrite will mm-hmm. like write an event for you. You mm-hmm. just like tell them the small
Facebook
details.
Now does that now too. If you put a picture up, it'll say, really? Do you want this to be an event? And then it'll create an event for you. But there's also something called Jasper. I don't know about Jasper, but that is listed under the marketing and social media. But you always, their pro tip from ChatGPT says, always add your personality.
Yeah.
AI gives you a base, you give it flavor.
So here's a good example. I had AI make me a social media calendar. So I was like, I should use these tools more. And that social media calendar is in the same place all the rest of the social media calendars I've ever made are, which is on my desk and not getting used.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot do it for you. Right. It can do it for you, but then you still have to do it for mm-hmm. you.
Absolutely. Customer service. I've heard a lot about this. I don't use it, but there is a lot of AI options you can use to answer phone calls. You can have them answer emails. I don't use any of them. Do you use any of them?
I don't, but I do know somebody that it's very important that people get a response right away mm-hmm. off of website inquiries, and they have it set up that depending on the question you ask, they have like a set series of like interactions
right.
that the bot will do with the customer
mm-hmm.
That's written in their own voice so that they still get the information. It's just that, you know, they've got two kids and they're working.
Right.
You know, and so you're actively working in your business or you're having a social life, God forbid. At least it's happening, and then you get the notification of like, oh, this person reached out, but you know that they have gotten XYZ.
Right.
Yeah,
answering those FAQs.
My immediate answer for communication right now is my vacation setting.
I love that.
I cannot answer my emails all of the time.
I don't think people understand how many emails we get a day.
I freak out probably twice a day that I got more emails.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know I have emails the first time I open my email, mm-hmm. and then I, like, clean out the junk, and I address the things I need to address, and then I check my email later, and I'm like, how? Because I constantly unsubscribe mm-hmm. yeah. and, like, filter.
I love when my staff use my computer at work, and then they I don't think they ever understand until they use my computer. Like, you just got like 17 emails while in 5 minutes. Yeah. I'm like,
while I'm answering emails, they're coming in.
Yeah, that is
whether people are trying to sell me something, and then you know, people try to sell me something, and in my auto reply, it's like, if it's time sensitive mm-hmm. or urgent, call me. Here's my cell phone number. Like, right. if you need a catering order for tomorrow that mm-hmm. you forgot to place, I will do it for you. Like, here, call me. Right? Like, right. I might not see the email in time, and I know you're. But if you're trying to sell me something and you call me, you just went so far down the line.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to work with.
Really not
they
buying
texted
that.
Me after getting my auto response because mm-hmm. they're trying to sell me a system. And right. I was like,
Nope.
Now I don't really want to talk to you.
Not happening.
This is not time sensitive or urgent, so you just wasted my time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't have a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, always use your personality. Apparently there's an AIM. I'm reading two things at once. There's an AI that can create a CRM.
Yes.
I haven't used it, but that's one of the ways one of our bossy members has used it, which mm-hmm. is amazing. Innovative content, so videos and images that you might not have been able to come up with on your own. We talked about flyers. Even fun stuff. Like, it will make jokes for you or create a super
mm-hmm.
hero version of yourself. Like, these are all things that you can use in social media. I think I have most. Let's see.
Yeah.
We talked about the calendar. Some of the stuff is crazy. We'll get to that later. Yeah, I mean, that's most of the social media type stuff.
Right.
That people are using it for marketing. It creates your emails for you. You can have auto emails go out. I know even on my POS system, I have auto emails that go out. If you come in X times or you don't come in for X months or you spend X dollars, like each one has a different auto response that goes out.
I'm wondering too, now that it's getting more and more common to be able to identify when emails are written by AI, you know, they always have those icons. I feel like they're, you can kind of tell. So I'm wondering from you, our listeners, what does it feel different when you see those? Does it make you, do you have a feeling? Is it like stirring up anything? Do you feel like it's less personal? Let us know, because I'm interested and I'd like to get that back, because, you know, we're using it, those who are using it, it's because it is helpful and it is a tool. We're still inputting the information. It's not like, you know, these things are just coming out of nowhere. So I'm just curious if people are having any reactions to that. So please let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, we talked about AI product subscriptions under ChatGPT would like us to talk about sales and e-commerce.
Yes.
So we talked a little bit about that. The Shopify site has its own magic incorporation, the CRM.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Don. Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? We have what you need at the Union Tavern Restaurant and Event Space in Seabreeze.
Whether you're planning a large celebration for up to 120 guests or need a cozy, intimate space, we've got you covered. Check out the Brad Street, our hidden gem speakeasy, perfect for gatherings of up to 20 people.
With reasonable pricing, an exciting and inclusive menu, and no reservation fees for weekday groups, the Union Tavern makes hosting your event easy and affordable.
Celebrate in style right here at the Union Tavern.
Book today at the UnionTavernSeabreeze.com.
Mm-hmm. You can ask AI to give you SEO and keywords to use in your descriptions. You can do the same thing for your website, which is really cool, depending on the things that you're trying. And you need to know what the algorithms are up to, mm-hmm. you know, like Google's gotten past the fact that everyone puts in best Mexican restaurant 87,000 times and puts it in their pictures and you can embed it and hide it and all that.
Right.
So you have to come up with new and innovative and better mm-hmm. keywords in SEO so that you do stand out. And that's a great way to use AI, is for them to look that up for you. Do you use it for any sales or e-commerce?
No, but I'm going to start looking into that. That's a good idea. I always forget about SEO. I shouldn't. Know. I'm terrible. Inventory and operations. Forecasting tools with AI. Toast and Square. A lot of your POS use AI all the time. You don't probably even realize that you're utilizing it.
That's why you can't talk to anybody. Oh, I have their phone numbers. If anybody needs the phone numbers for the POS I use, I have it.
All right. Good to know. Call Kelly.
I need a robot to come to the restaurant and actually input the inventory. Because mm-hmm. that's why we don't do inventory.
Right.
We do inventory on certain products that we're watching, mm-hmm. but there's just too much.
Right.
Where's the robot AI that's going to come in and do that? What is the robot waiter that comes through? Yeah. Can they do the inventory for me?
I mean, I feel like BJ's has a robot that goes around doing inventory.
Yeah, but, like, in the restaurant, it's not like you can scan boxes, right? Yeah. Like, everything's out and open and on shelves or in the fridge.
Right.
Anyways.
Yes. And finance. QuickBooks has AI tools. There's a bunch of other ones. Google Sheets. You can utilize it for all that stuff as well.
One of the things that one of our bossy members has used AI for, I don't know if I'd recommend it. This is not a recommendation episode. This is an informational episode of things people are using it for.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily things we would tell you to use it for, but they used AI to read some contracts.
Yeah.
And point out where they needed to be better protected.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. I don't want to be like, oh, don't go to a lawyer.
I mean, also go to a lawyer, but I think, you know, I think that's a good start.
Yeah.
I think, again, I think this is always a good start, a jumping off point.
Yes. All right, so how do you get started with AI?
Pick one and start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever think it. There's a lot of free versions. There's a lot of paid versions. When I was doing that PowerPoint or that presentation, there was a bunch that I looked at and I played around with a bunch of them. There was one that there was like a free trial for a week. Like, well, I only need one.
Yeah.
So I did the free trial and then I canceled it.
And if you like it or not, I do like that you can ask it to change things regardless of the one you pick. I think they all kind of work that way.
Right.
Like in a friendlier voice or in a more professional voice.
Right. Yeah, I like this too, and I like that AI is telling this. Stay human. AI is a tool, not a replacement for your gut or your values.
Because it's pulling the information from the internet. Exactly. So this is what the internet's telling AI to say.
Right. Yeah.
Train your team. Make sure they understand that it is not a fact checker. Let's look at some, before we get into the last of it, let's look at some other things people are doing. Brainstorming sessions. I talked to somebody last week that uses Gemini when they're driving because they're in their own head and their thought process is going crazy and they're a small business owner. And so they put Gemini on and they start asking Gemini questions. And
that's
Gemini
smart.
Asks them probing questions about what they say to make them think deeper. And then they
therapy.
Okay. Well, talk therapy is listed on here. Multiple people that we talk to.
Absolutely. Sherry, we're talking to you. I know she said that before. Yes.
Because therapy is expensive and sometimes we just need someone to talk to.
I'll be honest. I did that once. I had a really bad review and there were so many... It was a one-star review.
I forgot about that.
And there were several pieces in there that I didn't know. It gave me such a gut reaction. I did not quite know how I wanted to respond. There were a couple things that were so inappropriate. One, there were comments about one of our servers that was underage. And I really needed the right words because the words I wanted to use were not right. And I wanted to get the message out there and I wanted it to be very professional because I wanted everybody that read it to know how serious we take things like this. So I needed AI to be, I needed help with how it was going to respond to this. And I usually do my own responses because I really want them to be in my own words. I don't like reading review responses when I can tell it's AI, but I needed help. And so AI gave me some great responses. I reworked it into my own words. And at the end, I did thank you. I didn't know about the thank you then. And it responded back like, no problem. I know it's really hard. And I was like, oh. And I got teary. I was like, man, it's really hard, man. It's fucking tough to be a restaurant owner and like employing these young kids. Like it's my whole heart.
Yeah.
To be somebody's first paycheck. Like that moment when you're somebody's first pay, like just knowing that I love it, but to see somebody write something about, oh, I was
not one of your kids.
Livid.
Yeah.
Oh, feel free to go leave us one 5-star reviews, 4-star, whatever stars. That just leave
five.
Us good reviews.
Five, it's always five. Let's see. So, other things aside from therapy and brainstorming are great. Emails and blogs. We talked about auto replies, research. Personal or business, you can get demographics and use your market research. You just have to keep digging. I don't know if you can read my handwriting. Writing your resume, asking for it to switch it up to have a different tone. We kind of talked about that, but one of our members was like, yeah, on Mondays, all my emails go through, and I'm like, I need this to sound less bitchy. Please help. Note Assist for meetings and email threads. I know a lot of people use different companies depending on what they have access to. Right. Even like Zoom meetings and stuff. I know you can like record your Zoom and it'll... What was the one that kept popping in to our recordings?
Oh, the AI Assist.
Like an AI Assist that kept popping in to the recordings.
I think blogs is huge. I think people are doing articles all the time and just being able to input your article into AI and having it pull out the key points and getting that into a blog. That's a huge thing, a huge time saver.
One of our members uses it as a virtual assistant to keep her on task. So she will give it a schedule of what she needs to do. And when she finds herself veering off task, she will tell AI, I'm veering off task. I need help getting back on. And it'll be like, okay, where were we at? And like gets her refocused and like on the next thing. It's crazy.
I love it.
I love this one. They used it to read their human design, gene key, and astrological chart to set goals, time management, and business plans based on their own unique human code, which makes me feel really sad because we just talked to Mel about human codes.
What? Can you read my handwriting?
Yes.
What?
And I don't love that, you know, we love Mel and we want to support Mel and that's what Mel does for a living.
Didn't know you could do that on AI.
That's insane. Okay, good to know.
I need to figure out who that was and talk to them. That's crazy.
Speaking of Magnus, he said today that he, when he has to post the same content in multiple places, he uses AI to switch it up just a little bit so that it's the same content he wrote, but it's not the exact same wording every time.
Gotcha.
So that way you're not boring if you're getting the same people. A friend of mine said that they took photos of themselves and asked it what their color season was.
Oh, interesting.
It's soft summer for them, by the way.
Good to know. Good to know.
So I love it. A lot of ChatGPT is my new best friend. this is what I need to say about something. Can you make me sound less bitchy, annoyed, or angry?
Oh my gosh, these are hysterical.
I asked last night what to make from leftover mashed potatoes. Option one failed, but option two worked.
I asked ChatGPT everything.
I want to know what option two was.
Me too. Yeah, we'll be over for dinner.
There are a lot of things we can be using it for.
That's fantastic.
They just need to figure out how to do it so it's not ruining the world.
Right.
So those were just some of the unique uses.
I love it.
That people are coming up with for AI, which is amazing. And that's what I love about humans. You give us something and everybody's doing a different thing with it.
Right.
Didn't know you could do half that stuff.
Absolutely.
So we're at, according to ChatGPT.
Right.
We're at ethical uses and cautions, which I think we already covered. Right. Fact checking. Don't use it for legal decisions.
Yeah.
Respecting copyright.
Yes.
Plagiarism. Be transparent. And the future is now.
And it's weird.
We don't know what to call them.
Mm-mm.
Does ChatGPT have pronouns?
I don't know.
We could ask.
Yeah.
But then I'd be wasting water.
Don't do that.
See, it's so ethical. Unethical? Ethical questioning? I'm ethical questioning about AI.
Right.
I don't know where I sit.
I love this. Encourage adaptability. It's not the robots taking over. It's the people who know how to use them who will thrive.
That's what the robot told you.
I know. But I think there's a lot of really great uses. And not only that, but like you said, then it gives us this... Gave us this tools, this five AI tools to try this week. So this is where I think it gets tricky. And I don't know how many people are doing this. So then it asked me, after I had it write this episode for us, it said, do you want, you know, some handouts? And, like, these are things that people then go ahead and sell. So I think this is where it gets really tricky.
Right. So what's the copyright on something a robot made?
I don't think you can. I mean, you can't say this.
So, like... But what would the legal implication be?
I don't know.
We need a lawyer.
Tell us? Right. And are people, I mean, people are writing, I don't know. I would imagine there are ways to go. There's got to be some programming that can go out and find if AI is writing books and articles and things.
Right.
I would think. But I'm not a lawyer. But anyway, I think some of the things that it pulls up are pretty cool, and I would love to rewrite some of these and turn these into things we could then offer as digital.
Yeah.
Digital downloads. Whether we would sell them or not is a different thing, but I would certainly be rewriting them into our own.
Your own.
Our own, yeah. Things. But I love that you can make images now. One night I couldn't sleep, and I wrote a, I'm not necessarily going to call it a religion or a cult, but it's for bossy. That's the
cult's probably safe.
Divine hustle. It's our own little cult. But I told all the information into it because I really, like, I wrote, like, some commandments and some goddesses.
Just when we live on, like, a giant plot of land with no one else.
I just couldn't sleep, and I just needed us all to have our own cult. But anyway, I put it into ChatGPT, and it made me an image, and it was really cool. And I was like, oh my gosh, is there anything you can't do? And I got nervous to ask that question.
Right?
You
have to stop at some point.
You have to stop at some point, for sure. But I don't know. I feel like I could write a book at this point. I'm sure I can. I feel like I'm being ignorant.
Right, 100%. It's definitely written books. So AI is here to help, not replace. But it is capable of doing way more than we talked about in the past half an hour.
Right.
And don't be scared of it. If you have stuff that you're having a hard time getting done, use it and don't feel bad about it.
Right.
You can do something really green to offset it.
Right.
So and I, if like, there's try to think like I am composting and like doing things to try to offset all of my bad habits.
You do a lot of great things. And if there's stuff that you're using it for that we haven't talked about, please let us know because we'd love to share that with our listeners in our bossy group.
Yeah, reach out to us at Bossy Rochester on social. BossyRochester.
Or bossyrock at gmail.com. BossyRoc. Because we leave the K to us. That's so much nicer when we're together.
Oh, that's really fun. I was going to show you something else, but I don't know that I'm going to find it in time, but please follow us, reach out if you want to be on the show, if you have a topic for the show, and next time I will share with you what it is I'm going to try to find for Kelly in the next 5 minutes. Be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network.